mapping these two submarines. This is before I found the Titanic. The Navy wanted me to completely photograph every square inch of the bottom, all the wreckage. So naturally, I sort of assumed there would be just this bunch of stuff on the bottom, sort of forming a circle, you know, that these both of these submarines would have imploded on their way down, which would have happened, you know, way thousands of feet above where they finally ended up. The Scorpion ended up in 11,500 feet, and the Thresher ended up in 8,000 feet. And so clearly they'd probably blown up before 2,000 feet. So imagine these submarines going off like bombs, and then all of the stuff would come raining down onto the bottom and land, and then that would be that. Well, when I began mapping these sites, I discovered something that became the Rosetta Stone for finding the Titanic. And that was that instead of forming a circle of stuff, the current, sort of the underwater winds, carried the lighter material as it sank. So when something is dropped into the ocean, it, depending upon whether it's a bowling ball or a very light object like a glove, the bowling ball will drop immediately straight down to the bottom of the ocean. But the glove will be carried in the current as it sinks and takes much, much longer to get down, so it doesn't land in the same place. And so what you end up with is a debris trail, sort of like in the shape of a comet. And what I discovered was that the trail was very long, was over a mile long. And so that gave me the idea of, well, wait a minute, let's not look for the Titanic. We know it, we suspect it broke in half because the eyewitnesses said it did. Let's look for a trail of debris and see if, it's sort of like if I wanted to take a picture of a deer in the winter. I wouldn't look for the deer because it would be hiding from me. I would look for its footprints, and I would follow the footprints. So basically the debris trail would be the footprints leading me to the Titanic. So because I was an oceanographer, I knew the current direction, I knew the speed, I could run a model, and it told me that there should be a trail of debris 1 mile long running north-south. So what I did was run east-west, and I could space my lines. Instead of mowing the lawn where I was doing every blade of grass, I could do one line across visually, not with a sonar, but searching with a camera, looking for debris. And then if I didn't see anything, I could move a mile away and do it again and again. Well, spacing my lines a mile apart instead of just a few hundred meters apart, what the sonar was doing, I could cover ground very rapidly. And that was the key. And I did that. I picked up the trail, and then I just followed it to the